furloughed. In New York City, part of a high-rise apartment building has collapsed. The incinerator shaft of the 20-story building in the Bronx is now gone. They're trying to figure out what caused it. No word on injuries. Indonesian rescue workers racing to find survivors after a school collapsed in East Java. This is ABC News. Cases of the common cold are sweeping across the country faster than they have in years. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
The CDC shows common cold viruses are at the highest levels since 2022. Rhinovirus and enterovirus account for nearly 31% of all positive cases. Rhinovirus is the most frequent cause of the common cold cases that typically peak in September. Health officials say then flu activity begins. The CDC says current flu cases remain low, but as the weather shifts and with kids back in school, officials say they expect a busy flu season ahead. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Walmart says it plans to remove synthetic food dyes and 30 other ingredients, including artificial sweeteners, from its store brands sold to the United States by January of 2027. Walmart says it'll affect things like energy drinks, salad dressings, and baked goods, as well as frostings. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WDBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Appleton is one of two cities in Wisconsin that made the top 20 small cities in America list. The personal finance website WalletHub released its report yesterday, ranking more than 1,300 U.S. cities with populations between 25 and 100,000. Appleton was ranked in the top 10, coming in at number 9, and Brookfield near Milwaukee was second on the list. The group factors in things like housing costs, school system quality, crime rate, even restaurants per capita. Out of the 1,300 cities ranked, Isla Vista, California, just north of LA, came in last, with the lowest median income and highest share of the population living in poverty. UW Green Bay is helping put new business owners on the fast track to success. The university announced a new partnership yesterday where entrepreneurs and local startup companies can get free coaching and other resources to help grow their business. The G-Beta UWGB program is a free, 7-week, no-equity accelerator program. Its aim is to provide startup founders with coaching and programming, as well as access to a large network of mentors, customers, and investors. Startups across Northeast Wisconsin and right here in Brown County are encouraged to apply. The program kicks off October 28th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
After further review, hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff reviewing the tape of Sunday night's game in Dallas, in which Green Bay kicked a field goal with 1 second left, ending in a tie. Matt LaFleur admits that was poor clock management.
Just looking at the clock, I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be no time left. It's a very humbling experience to go through that. It's unacceptable, quite honestly. And there's nothing we can do about it now other than we better learn from it, everybody.
The Packers have the week off before hosting the Bengals Sunday, October 12th. NBA, Bobby Portis says, after meeting with Bucks GM John Horst and coach Doc Rivers, he decided to stay in Milwaukee.
Being able to have that open dialogue, open communication with John, open communication with Doc, it's been a great experience for me being here in Milwaukee. Definitely would have been weird going to another franchise, and so I'm happy I'm here.
That's Bucks forward Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
WGBW. There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
walk on,
walk on
to my door,
my door.
We walk on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day. Nearly every single day singing.
WGBW. We talked about today being the first day that Social Security checks will not be delivered in the mail anymore. Now some changes coming to taxes. That's on the way.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind, getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Do you know somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get out my life, why don't you, baby? Just keep me hanging on. You don't really need me, but you keep me hanging on.
went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky-tonk. It was time to leave. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da. Door and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ringing a bell and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. We talked about the big news this week that today was the cutoff. No more will Social Security checks ever come in the mail, either direct deposit or just a prepaid debit card. That's where the deposits will be from this point going forward. But there's also some changes now coming to taxes. The IRS has announced that it will no longer send out paper tax returns and will transition into direct deposits for that as well. The IRS says it's safer for everyone involved and that paper checks are 16 times more likely to be stolen or delayed. So direct deposits do arrive faster than, of course, coming through the mail. But you'll now have to have a bank account to get your tax return. For a lot of people, that won't matter. That's what they do anyways. But for everybody else who likes it the old-fashioned way, and I get it. I don't like change sometimes. But you do get it much faster.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages and Pours Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages and Pours is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages and Pours, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
If you're a guy looking for a judgment-free space to come together to talk openly with support, this is the one for you. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And on Monday, October 6th, from 6 till 8 p.m., it's Mindful Mondays with Brothers Helping Brothers. This is a peer-led support group focused on creating meaningful connection and conversation to help break the stigma around mental health. They meet every Monday night from 6 to 8 at the Terrace Room at Bistro Buchanan. Absolutely free to attend. Check it out. Head to wgbw.fm and click events.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
That someday will be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
that'll be the day on local news and timeless hits 97.9 WGBW. And every single weekday, we bring you news at the top and bottom of every single hour. And another local news update is on the way from WGBW.
get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be instead of moving down a crowded avenue.
.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. New details emerge as the DoorDash driver accused of shooting and killing a tourist in Sheboygan Falls last week appeared in court. A $2 million cash bond was set Monday for 35-year-old Luis Cruz Burgos. Burgos is charged with first-degree reckless homicide for the shooting death of Canadian Giovanni Mike Robinson. Investigators say Robinson was a new father in town for a golf trip and out celebrating with friends last Wednesday. Investigators say Burgos was just finishing a DoorDash delivery when Robinson and his group approached him trying to get a ride back to their hotel. According to the criminal complaint, Robinson's group offered Burgos cash but began to walk away after they say he wanted more money. Burgos says the men called him stupid and flipped him off, and then he drove away. Minutes later, Robinson was shot in the chest, with witnesses suggesting Burgos made a U-turn. Burgos denies having a gun. Family members say Robinson's wife gave birth to their first child just weeks ago, and his entire family was getting ready to celebrate his sister's wedding. Authorities confirmed Monday that Burgos is in the country legally. Meanwhile, 24 people who the FBI says are not here legally were arrested last week in Manitowoc County. Originally, the FBI Milwaukee office said 21 people were arrested and 9 were suspected of sexual assault and trafficking young girls. U.S. Marshals, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the FBI made the arrests last Thursday. Immigration advocacy groups have condemned the arrests. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Oh, we've got more keywords for you. Coming up at 11 o'clock hour keyword as we go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest. Have that Civic Media app downloaded and ready to text and win. local news and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW and streaming for you on that Civic Media app.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Do you know what I mean? That is Lee Michaels. And did you know that today, in addition to being National Homemade Cookie Day, something that you don't want to ever find in your cookies or anything else that you're eating is a hair. But it is National Hair Day as well. And I have some fun facts about hair to tell you about. In fact, the average person has between 100 and 150,000 strands of hair, and we lose about 100 strands per day. I don't know about that. I am a shedder. So is my cat. So between him and I, it's just hair everywhere all the time. So I keep a lint roller in the car, lint roller in my desk drawer. I mean, you got to do it. I have another fact about hair. When you pluck a hair, how fast does it grow back? That's coming up at a half hour right here on WGBW. Kind of amazing.
Locations in Appleton and Oshkosh. Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 FM.
Hits a 97.9 at WGBW. Congratulations to Tom. He was one of our daily winners this week as we go for the green and gold with your multi-state text to win contest. And we are going to give you another keyword to text and hopefully be today's winner. Coming up after 11.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed. the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you,
cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
with local news, and the timeless hits will keep you entertained. The best of both worlds. Both worlds on 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all. And now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny,
all the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think that you might go let yourself be free.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW. Make sure to tune in with Pete Schwabba tonight. Another Night Light with Pete Schwabba kicks off at 6 o'clock with WGBW.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Instead of telling lies and making me cry, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? Whatever happened to all the good times we used to have? The times we cried and laughed? I wanna know, I wanna know. Will you ever love me?
said that you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is allowing Lisa Cook to remain as a Federal Reserve governor for now, declining to act on the Trump administration's efforts to remove her from the central bank. The Supreme Court says it will hear arguments on her removal in January. President Trump continuing to threaten to fire workers furloughed during the government shutdown.
The question is this just a threat at this point to try to put pressure on Democrats, or will they actually follow through on this? And we have seen this administration, of course, cut agencies, cut departments, and cut federal workers by significant numbers as part of that DOGE effort. President Trump said yesterday that during a shutdown, he would lay off federal workers, he would cut programs, and he would also potentially cut benefits. But they haven't given details of what that would look like, who they would be targeting, and what programs would be targeted.
ABC's Karen Travers at the White House. Vice President Vance says Republicans want to resolve the health care issues Democrats are demanding, but not until the government reopens. This is ABC News. They just kept at it and at it and at it. Police in Austin, Texas say state-of-the-art technology helped them solve a murder case going back more than three decades. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas.
Just before Christmas 1991, four teenage girls were murdered in a yogurt shop in Austin. Hundreds of people were questioned. Some were even charged. But the true killer was finally identified this year based on DNA testing of flesh found under the fingernails of 13-year-old Amy Ayers.
It's 2.5 million to 1 that it's likely Robert Brashers underneath Amy's fingernails.
Austin Police Detective Daniel Jackson says Brashers is thought to have killed at least three other people, seven altogether, before he took his own life in 1999. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Munich, Germany, a bomb threat led to the closing of one of the most famous parties on the planet, Oktoberfest. It's closed until at least this evening. Checking the markets, the Dow is down 11 points this hour, the S&P down 4, and the NASDAQ also down 11. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WDBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Appleton is one of two cities in Wisconsin that made the top 20 small cities in America list. The personal finance website WalletHub released its report yesterday, ranking more than 1,300 U.S. cities with populations between 25 and 100,000. Appleton was ranked in the top 10, coming in at number 9, and Brookfield near Milwaukee was second on the list. The group factors in things like housing costs, school system quality, crime rate, even restaurants per capita. Out of the 1,300 cities ranked, Isla Vista, California, just north of L.A., came in last, with the lowest median income and highest share of the population living in poverty. UW Green Bay is helping put new business owners on the fast track to success. The university announced a new partnership yesterday where entrepreneurs and local startup companies can get free coaching and other resources to help grow their business. The G-Beta UWGB program is a free 7-week no equity